I'm still learning all the technical side of things, so bear with us here. And we're back for another edition of Ask the Designer here. You can listen to us on 97.7 FM, 1450 AM, or visit newsknoxcounty.com and click on the Ask the Designer tab, and you can listen to us live. These shows are saved and archived later, so you can go back and listen to the segments again in case you have questions or you want to hear what the latest topics are that we're talking about. So we're excited for this opportunity here. And Greg, what kind of exciting stuff are we going to discuss today?
We're going to talk about color today, Cher.
Colors are always good. It's summer. Everything's becoming really vibrant. Well, except for the grass. The grass is getting a little
dry.
Yeah. So, but what's the latest with colors?
Well, one of the latest things with color is very interesting. And as a matter of fact, I had already written this up and done some research. And oddly enough, on Yahoo, I think it was yesterday, they talked about color and selling a house.
Oh, okay.
And so I have two sources that both say if your house is painted grayish, which is some shade between gray and beige, that it is, they are selling for about $3,500 more than similar homes in brown or tan. So the tan, you know, the beige and walls and, you know, all these neutrals that we've heard so much about for years might not be the best thing if you're wanting to sell your house. You may want to go grayish or khaki or, you know, one of those tones that's a gray beige derivative.
Yeah, I'm seeing more and more homes with that nice tan with some accent. But then it looks like gray seems to be what's going on a lot of the new homes being under being constructed at this time.
Gray is very, very big right now, both in fabrics and fashion and in home colors as well.
Good. So you're seeing it inside and out, walls, furniture, trim work, windows, everything.
Yeah, and then, of course, the natural input into that is blue. You know, that's a nice congruous color. And if the blue home sold for about $1,900 more on average than the standard tan home.
Well, interesting. I know a lot of times when I've been in open houses or I've been with friends shopping or for myself, a lot of times you hear the realtor say, oh, well, they just painted the house. And I was kind of surprised that they would maybe put some of those bold colors on there. Some of them were just the nice blues, but I remember back in the day, of course, it's been a while, that people would say, oh, no, you want your house as neutral as can be. When they walk in, you want them to envision how they want to see it. You don't necessarily want them to walk in and see a red wall or a black wall or that kind of thing. Is that true? Or
that still holds true today. But today, instead of white or cream like we saw years ago, today they're saying grayish, one of the khaki colors. A little deeper tone in the walls. Gives a little warmer feel to the house.
Okay.
If you've ever been house hunting and you're looking at an empty house that has all white walls and white woodwork, it really looks pretty sterile.
It does.
So it looks cold.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So if you use warmer colors, you know, I'm not saying bright red, but something like a grayish that will help pull the walls in a little bit. It won't pull in the walls so much to make it look small, but it will give you a cozy feel, and that's what sells a house. Interestingly enough, there's some interesting facts about even the shade of blue on a house.
Oh, okay. What is so unique about blue, or what's the best feature of using blue?
Well, the light blue and the soft gray blue is what I was talking about that sold for about $1,900 more.
Okay.
But if you use a light powder blue to periwinkle, the home sold for $5,500 more.
Really?
Interestingly enough.
Really? That's interesting that something a little lighter would make that big of a difference in dollar value.
It was real funny, too, with blue being inside the house. Different rooms that were blue caused the house to sell for more money in different categories.
What rooms would you use blue in? Would you recommend?
like the blue in the home, like in for a dining room,
mm-hmm.
or I'm sorry, in a bedroom,
mm-hmm.
sold for $1,856 more than other colors.
Wow.
Pink or antique rose,
uh-huh.
sold for $208 less.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you got a pink room, you want to cut. You want to paint that.
Yes. You know. Yeah, we had pink in our daughter's bedroom for a while. It was, you know, of course, Barbie pink. So we painted that before we sold the house.
Right. Well, and you said, and you mentioned red.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dining room that had red in it sold for $2,031 less.
Oh, wow. That's big. Because that's what, in the same house, I had a red wall. My sister-in-law and I painted it. It was beautiful. I loved it. It was a nice splash of color just on one wall, but $2,000 less, that's a considerable amount of money.
Right.
Wow. Wow. So red would be something you would want to use to more accent in the home, not on the walls.
Not on the wall, right.
Splash here and there, right. With your decorations and accessories.
You know, if you're thinking about resale and, mm-hmm. and moving and so on, none of us really know when that's going to happen. So,
true. Yes.
You know, if you follow some of these things, It might help you out. So
yeah, well, the best thing that you can do is you can call Greg Risley. Greg has been with Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery now since 2013. Man, time is flying by.
It is.
So, but prior to that, Greg, you were in the furniture business and interior design for many, many years. For those of you that maybe didn't hear the intro or haven't met Greg before, Greg, give us a quick bio about yourself.
Oh, grew up in the business, started sweeping wood floors at Risley Furniture when I was 5.
Oh, my.
Went to major furniture shows. Oh, gosh, I guess the first one I was 8. I went with my dad and my grandfather. So it's been a long series of, you know, a lot of osmosis, really. You know, a lot of this stuff's just sunk in.
Sure.
Over the years, as well as, you know, being educated as well.
Right, right.
The I want to educate people about color a little bit today. And talk about some terminology, because this is good for the homeowner to know. Like if you go to a paint store, or you're talking to a designer, or you're talking to a friend, you know, and if someone says, "What hue do you like?"
Oh, you know, I wouldn't be able to answer that. So
that's the color.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
okay.
The color. That's like red, green, blue, yellow.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
That's just the color. The value, you know, a lot of people ask, what's the value of the color range that you're looking for? That's a normal question.
Okay.
Now, value is the measurement of the brightness of the color.
See, I wouldn't have known that either. So,
you know,
yeah.
So there's a sliding scale of the high value to the low value.
And what would make you choose one over the other? What's the importance when you're choosing the value of a color?
A lot of times when you're thinking about a room, mm-hmm. in your home, the activity that goes on in that room,
okay.
if it's a room where there's a lot of activity, kitchen, dining room, sort of, TV room, absolutely yes,
okay.
rec room, absolutely, then you want to use high value colors, brighter colors, more active colors.
Okay, well, that makes
rooms
sense.
Rooms are a little more restful, you want to use a lower value. Lower value colors have more gray in them.
Okay.
So they're dustier colors and softer colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can imagine dusty blue in a bedroom.
Absolutely.
You know, dusty blue in a study. Mm-hmm. Dusty blue. Dusty blue is a big color for bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's relaxing.
Yes.
You know, if you want to soak in the tub and relax and light a candle or two and have some time to yourself, you know, that dusty blue color is a nice color for a bathroom.
Excellent.
But then there's other things besides just the hue and the value.
Okay.
There's tint and shade. And tint is when you add white.
Okay. Okay.
Shade is when you add black.
Okay. So then the white obviously is going to brighten the color. Is that
right.
what that does then?
It's going to increase the value.
Okay. Increases the value. And then the black then decreases the value of the...
That's correct.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You know. Then the last part of color, and talking about color as far as, you know, tint and shade, is saturation. And that's the intensity of the color. And that really has a lot to do with all three of those things we're talking about. The saturation, whether it's a tint or shade, and the value.
Okay.
You take a tent with a high value, that's going to be a high saturation color.
Okay.
It's going to be your brightest color.
Okay.
So, you know, there's all these sliding scales, and that's why color is so complicated. People say, I really have a hard time picking out a color for my living room. It's like, this is really tough. Well, it is because there's so many different colors and so many different ways you can go.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I usually recommend to people, if you're looking at colors for a room, choose three shades or hues or tones of a color and look at those three.
Okay.
You know, I've had people walk in the store with little color cards from the paint store.
Right.
And they might have six or seven different color cards with five colors on each card. And it's like, which one should I choose? Well, let's eliminate what you don't want first.
Sure. It is. It's overwhelming because I know when I've gone into to Lowe's to buy paint, I didn't know there were 22 shades of tan. You know, it's just amazing. And then you notice it's a little more orange, or this is a little more white. And so it is, there's a lot to take. And you don't always understand why they ask you those questions. So it's interesting to hear you describe, you know, the value and the tones and those kind of things, and explain why they are the way they are. And then how to use that to your knowledge to get the best color for your room.
Then, well, you want to know, again, that what you're going to use the room for is a big deal. It's a big part of that. You know, the other thing is, people always talk about an accent wall.
Right.
And I think you related to that earlier, you know, with the red wall in your dining room. I walk into a lot of homes and people say, don't you love my accent wall? And they have two walls one color and two walls the other color.
Ooh, I'm not sure about that.
That's kind of a mistake. An accent wall is one wall of color, not two.
Right.
But I think some people think, well, one's good, two's better. You know, there are instances where you might do two walls and two walls different. One would be like in a sunroom where you have two solid walls and then walls with a lot of glass.
Okay.
It's almost all glass.
Sure.
Then you don't have that much contrast of two walls being one color and two walls being another color. Because two walls are one color, the other wall is mostly glass. So you don't really notice a big change in that.
That makes sense.
So, you know, you can get away with it there.
Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
The other thing that when we talk about color terms is there's additive colors and subtractive colors.
Okay.
And that is, an additive color is when you mix different colors together, like on a TV screen.
Okay.
Okay, subtractive colors are where the involves mixing colored pigments that are primarily red, yellow, and blue, because that's your primary colors.
Right.
So, you know, on those subtractive colors is when you're mixing reds, blue, and yellow, because they're taking color away. They're combining those primary colors. So that's why it's called a subtractive color, because it's not a clear, pure color. Where your additive color is adding red, blue, you know.
Gotcha.
And so it makes sense when you stop and think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of times you'll read in magazine articles, you know, well, this room features subtractive colors. And you think, what's subtractive colors?
Sure,
that
yeah.
Color doesn't have anything to do with arithmetic.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it kind of helps us to know, you know, really, you know, what they're talking about. And then, you know, the standard for color, and in all designers, we get a great deal of this in school, is you have a color wheel, you know, it's kind of the rainbow idea. And you work with that all the time, and you've got hues that are certain areas of the color wheel. And then, of course, your primary colors are the three points on the wheel, the red, the blue, and the yellow. And those make up all the hues. And then the secondary colors are orange and purple and green, and that's where they're mixing some primary colors.
Right.
And combining it with one primary color.
Gotcha.
So when you get into those things, you're talking secondary colors.
Excellent.
Then when you add when you mix all three, the primary colors in different amounts, then you get into the tertiary colors that are different pigments mixed together to make oh, magenta and roses and red, orange and you know, green, yellow, and you know, all the new, you know. And of course, each of these little segments have a name, you know. Analogous colors are side by side on the color wheel, and complementary colors are opposites.
Okay, okay, excellent.
So one color complements the other.
Very well.
So if you're in a question about, will that color work or not, go to your phone, your laptop, pull up a color wheel, and look at it and look at your shades.
And then you
and that will help you know if you're putting colors together that are going to work, or colors that don't work.
They're going to fight one another in the room. Yeah, that's good. And it's just something simple that people can do on their own. They don't have to feel like they're not educated about the process. It's just something real simple. You can Google that, get the basic wheel out, and then check into that. So, all right, well, we're going to take our first break. And when we get back, we're going to dig into more on the colors and knowing how to use those properly. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
To design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444, and be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussarin Streets, Vincennes.
It's all about a prince, a beauty, and a beast. It's the musical, The Enchantment of Beauty and the Beast. And this is the last weekend to see the live performance at the Old Town Players Theater and Arts Center at 5th and Broadway Streets. The beloved tale of a selfish prince who is cursed to be a beast comes to life with music. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Tickets sold at the door cost $12 for adults, $10 for students and seniors, and $4 for children. For more information, email otownplayers@gmail.com or go to the OTP Facebook page.
Here's a great Father's Day idea for Dad. Get him a book of 5 car washes and 1 wash is free, so it's a great deal for you too. And not just any car wash, it's only the best for Dad as he cruises through the tunnel at the All-American Car Wash. He gets the Platinum Wash, hand brushing of the wheels, triple polish, Simon Eyes, and Carnauba Hot Wax to really make it shine, plus the hand dry. Brighten Dad's Father's Day and his car with a little help from the All-American Car Wash at Express Lube, where the Corvette sits high in the sky on Washington Avenue in Vincennes.
Hi, my name is Michael Hanley, and I am the sports marketing specialist for the original company. People rely on our multiple radio stations to keep up to date with news, sports, weather, and what's going on in our community. I can personally advise you on ways to better your business. I would love to work with you to create a plan that will fit your business needs. We offer budget-friendly marketing plans in order to achieve your goals. You can contact me, Michael Hanley, at 812-882-6060, extension 412, or by email at michaelhanley@originalcompany.com.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studio, Bob Lechner, Shelter Insurance Studio. Thanks, Bob, for the sponsorship here. We're glad to have you. And our show today on Wednesdays at the 3 o'clock hour is Ask the Designer with our friend Greg Reasley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery at 4th and Bussarin in Vincennes. And what we do in this show is we like to help educate the listeners a little bit about how to decorate your home, interior design, furniture, you name it, anything inside the house or anything we want to do decorating. Greg's the guy to go to. Greg has been doing this many years, and I really have enjoyed you being my client here at the original company. I've learned so much, and it's always fun to come into the store and see all the great new things. And you know, one thing I think is probably the biggest hidden treasure with your store is your gift gallery. If I can take just a minute here and talk to listeners, you know, I remember growing up, we had a lot of great places to shop and find neat gifts. And, you know, downtown, we don't have as many stores as we used to. And there at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, I could walk in there today and get a present for a baby shower, a bridal shower, a bereavement gift, a thank you gift for a teacher, a coworker gift. I mean, you just have so much stuff in there. It's so cool. It's so neat. So many things to choose from.
We try to keep a good selection in there for our people. And more people are learning about this. And the bereavement thing, you know, we deliver to all the local funeral homes, including Lawrenceville, Washington, South Knox area, North Knox area, and there's no charge for delivery.
Very nice, very nice. Well, we're not here to talk about the gift gallery all day, but we are talking about color. Everybody loves color. Everybody has a favorite color. What's your favorite color, Greg?
My favorite color is blue.
Blue, yeah. Blue. I'm a green girl. I like green. Emerald green's probably my favorite.
Right.
So, what's some other interesting information about color in the design world?
Well, everybody asks if there's a standard about color, and the closest thing that we have is called Pantone, P-A-N-T-O-N-E. And it's a color chart, a huge chart of colors, hues, shades, tints, different values of every shade and color and every hue and tint, and they are numbered. So you can use this as an aid if, you know, like in my instance, in the design world that I work in, a lot of the companies will have Pantone numbers on their product, like what Pantone colors are in, say, an area rug, for example.
Okay.
They will put those Pantone colors on the website, so I can look at those. I can flip over to my Pantone chart and actually see exactly what shades those are. It doesn't just say yellow. It says a number.
Sure, sure. And that's interesting because I know in the print world, with some of the advertising and marketing we do here, I've learned that just because you see royal blue, that royal blue on one particular item from a marketing company may not be the same royal blue as the next. So when they go in and start using those selective colors, the Pantones like that, it really does help to make sure you know exactly what you're getting.
Right. Well, and that's the problem with trying to shop online a lot of times. I think everybody's been disappointed by something they ordered because they saw the picture online, and then when you got that article of clothing or scarf or whatever it was like, oh, well, it didn't look this way online.
Exactly.
So the Pantone chart, you know, for those of us who work professionally, we can use it so we know exactly what those color tones are.
Very good.
And as you know, if you look at carpeting or upholstery fabrics or any type of drapery fabrics, they all have very romantic names, you know, like moonlight sand. Okay,
ooh.
Moonlight sand is what? Is it more white or is it more sand colored? Sand's actually kind of gray and beige.
Yeah.
Moonlight is like yellow white.
Exactly.
Tones. So, you know, moonlight beige is exactly what color, you know.
Yeah, or very true.
Forest. You know,
sure.
Okay, you know that's in your green family
somewhere.
Right.
That's
but you don't know if it's a tint or a shade or a hue. You don't know where it is on the spectrum. The Pantone chart helps us nail that all down.
Good.
So we can see exactly what it is, which is very important for me, particularly in rugs, because I may have my fabrics there, just like in the store, and we have these large fabrics that people pick from. And I can pull those fabrics together. I have drapery samples. I can put all those fabrics together and lay them out and look at them. In a rug, you can't do that.
Mm.
You know, you've got a picture on the website.
Sure.
So you need a way to find out if the red's the right red to go with the pattern in your pillow or if the blue's the right blue to go with the small side chair you want to put in that room and so on. So I refer to the Pantone chart in that regard to look at the color and know whether I'm close or not close. Because in rugs, I've looked at some rugs that looked very gray online. And yet, then the Pantone color. The trick in the rugs, it doesn't tell you how much of that rug is in that one shade. It doesn't give you a percentage.
Okay.
So what can happen is it might look gray on the page when I'm looking at it. But one of those colors is a charcoal or a black. And maybe that's the yarn that's used the most in it. So if I get a corner sample of that, which they send us for me to show to a client, it can be almost an all-black rug that looked gray on the website. And in the Pantone, you look at it and there's a light gray in it, but it's such a small amount of light gray, it doesn't carry enough of that shade so that it looks gray and not black.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You wouldn't, the average user, you go online, you see what you see, and you have that expectation. And I know in the past when I've bought carpeting before, I always was surprised at how much lighter it actually looked once it was installed. And so then the next time I went to buy carpet and I spoke to that person, the sales rep, they're like, well, you see it in a small portion here in an industrial type room with not the greatest lighting. You get all of it spread out in your room, and it, and with the lighting and everything in the walls, yeah, it is going to definitely brighten up. So keep that in mind when you're shopping, you know, and picking out your color, that it will be a lot brighter than what you're expecting. So
the other thing you can do with a carpet sample, share just for general knowledge, is if you hold the carpet square, if the carpet square is like a 27 by 18 sample, mm-hmm. which a lot of them are,
okay,
you can hold it up level with your chin and let your eye go across it and look at your wall in your room.
Okay.
And you get a better feel for what it's going to look like in the whole room.
Oh.
Because you've kind of scaled down that scope.
Sure.
And the area where it's going. So when you look at it like that and look across this and look at your wall, you get more of a true color of what it's really going to look like when it gets on the floor.
Very nice. That's a great helpful hint because, yeah, I mean, you have one expectation when you see it on the roll or the sample in the showroom, but then getting it in the house and against the wall, right. Definitely. Well, that's a great tip. Great pointer.
Well, the other thing that happens with carpet, too, is a lot of people will hold it upright against the wall.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hold the top of the sample, stick it on the wall, and go, well, that looks good. Well, you're not going to see that carpet. You're not carpeting your walls. You're going to lay it on a different plane.
Sure.
When you change the level of the plane where you're applying color,
mm-hmm.
it changes the shade of the color.
Interesting. I guess is that based on the way the light is hitting it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, that's true. You know, you have a lot of the natural sunlight coming in through the windows, and then the lighting.
Light above.
Right. Right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wouldn't have thought of that necessarily. Yeah.
So, and people a lot of time, you know, wall coverings on it coming back.
Oh.
We're seeing a lot of wall covering coming back. So that's a thing that people always would do wrong with. That sit at a wallpaper store and they lay it on a table.
Right.
And sit and look at it like you would a book.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's not where you're going to apply it. You're not going to apply it flat. You're going to apply it upright. So that's just the opposite to the carpet sample. That wallpaper sample you want to hold up on your wall.
Right.
And see what it's going to look like.
Okay. Good point. Yeah, you don't think of those things, you know, when it's not your career or your job, you don't think about that. So that's great. Those are great helpful hints. So, all right. Well, it's the bottom of the hour. Time for our next break and lots more on color when we return.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Wednesday closing farm market report. Higher markets, but they all turned lower by the end of trade. This update is brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN and seedconsultants.com. The corn market impacted by a weaker, broader commodity sector and a very weak crude oil market. July corn higher, but going down at the close 4 1/4, 376 and three quarters. September 384 and three quarters, down on the day 3 3/4. Beast corn 395 1/2, down 3 1/2 cents. The bean market very quiet in the end, with July at 931 and three quarters, down 3/4. November 939 and a quarter, up 0.25. Down 3 1/4, 441 and three quarters. Down the $3 limit, August live cattle, 117.87. And August lean hogs up 17, finishing at 80.40. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussron Streets, Vincennes.
Save money and time by shopping first in TOC Direct. Direct mail to your mailbox. Look for TOC Direct Mail each week and save on just about everything you buy. TOC Direct.
A former Vincennes Lincoln standout, now standing out near St. Louis. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Former Vincennes Lincoln softball and volleyball player Jensen Ballinger has been named to the 2017 St. Louis Intercollegiate Athletic Conference Spring All-Academic Team. The Blackburn College sophomore pitched and played first base for the Blackburn softball team in the spring. Ballinger also starts with the Blackburn volleyball team in the fall. She is a sports management major at Blackburn in Carlinville, Illinois, and a 2015 graduate of Vincennes Lincoln High School. A reminder, Vincennes Lincoln girls basketball of Boba Jimbo today and tomorrow and next week on Wednesday and Thursday for girls in grades 6 to 8 this coming school year. The open gym for all 4 days will be at Alice Arena and run each day from noon until 1. Again, that open gym going on today and tomorrow and next week on Wednesday and Thursday. That's a check of sports. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV Sports.
Weather brought to you by Vincennes Truck Supply, just 3 miles north of Vincennes on Highway 41. Check out the ARE bed caps and lids for your pickup. There's also hard or soft tonneau covers for easy on-off access and protection. Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. For this afternoon, sunny and hot. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 90s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Lows in the low 70s. And tomorrow, showers, possibly a thunderstorm during the early morning hours. Then a chance of rain in the afternoon. Looking for highs in the upper 80s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're back live here in the Shelter Insurance Bob Luckner studio. This is Cher Elliott with the Original Company. I'm here co-hosting the Ask the Designer show with Greg Risley from Risley Furniture. And, you know, we're looking for feedback. And you can ask Greg questions, your design questions. And you can do that by going to newsknoxcounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer tab. Takes you to the landing page where you can listen to us live on Wednesdays between 3 and 4. You can listen to our previous shows, and you can also fill out a form and ask questions. Greg, what are some of the things that you think, or, you know, what do you think about this asking, opening this up to the audience? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think it's great because, you know, I can't anticipate every question a person in the audience is going to have. And if there's this, like today we're covering color, so it's like kind of a big subject, a big topic. So if there's certain things that you want to hear about out there in the listening world, you can use that same address and write in and say, I'd like to learn about blinds, or I'd like to learn about how to apply paint, or, you know, what can I do to freshen my room up for summer? Any question that, you know, they have or a topic that they want to cover more in depth, I'm glad to do that.
Excellent. Yeah, Greg is not just about selling furniture. Greg is a well-versed interior designer for many years. We're lucky to have him here in Knox County. Previously, had a business there in Bicknell for years. And, you know, Greg and his crew there at Regal Furniture, they do a fantastic job of setting up room sets, living rooms, family rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms. There's so many things that you can choose from there. Great product, great ideas thrown together. So definitely use this tool to get his expert opinion, because I've learned so much just in a show and a half on ways that I can improve some of the things around my home and just freshen it up. Because, you know, single mom here, got a college student and one getting ready to go to the Air Force, and not a lot of extra money. So, you know, there's ways that anybody can freshen up a look on even on a budget. So, what's more on color? We're still talking about color today.
We're talking about personality based on color.
Oh,
this is a psychoanalysis.
Excellent. So there. So you like blue?
We're going to start with your red.
Oh, okay, red.
Red, yeah. Associated with energy, war, danger, strength, power, determination, as well as passion, desire, and love.
Oh,
so
there you go. That's why you only want one wall of right. red, because you couldn't handle much more than one.
Right. Red attracts more attention than any other color.
Okay.
It's also, my understanding is, and if this is wrong, one of the doctors can correct me, but I always heard that babies, that's the first color they see.
Okay.
Is red.
Okay.
Orange is associated with joy and sunshine in the tropics.
Oh, there you go.
It represents enthusiasm, fascination, happiness, creativity, determination, success, encouragement, and stimulation. So, you know, those bright oranges are, you know, like orange is exciting.
Yes.
And it really is. Yellow is associated with joy, happiness, intellect, and energy. You know, lightning bolts are always yellow. So I guess that's where the energy comes from. It's cheerfulness. Yellow stimulates mental activity and generates muscle energy.
Hmm, interesting. Muscle energy from the yellow. I see. I think when I hear yellow, I think of a kitchen for some reason. That's the first color that comes to mind when I think of a kitchen.
When overused, yellow may be a disturbing color.
Oh.
So you have to use it lightly.
Balance. Balance is key.
Okay, now here's your other color, Cher. Green.
Green.
Color nature symbolizes growth, harmony, freshness, strong emotional correspondence with safety.
That's me.
Dark green is commonly associated with money, great healing power. That healing power, I guess, goes to green tea and, you know, our green earth and, you know, the Generation Z is very green oriented, you know. So, and green symbolizes trust, loyalty, wisdom. Hmm. So it's a good color.
All right. What about blue?
Blue.
Your color blue.
A relaxing color.
Yeah.
And it is a stable, emotional color, steadfastness, strong personality usually. And it relates to, since the blue has more shades than almost any other color.
Okay.
It's also the hardest color to match.
Interesting.
You know. Purple conveys wealth and extravagance.
Oh.
And I guess because, you know, the purple robes of royalty, you know,
right.
for years. Purple was a hard color to make dye-wise. It was very, very expensive. So that's why purple was the color of king's robes and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, it took
white,
a lot of...
White, of course, associated innocence, purity, virginity. Considered the color of perfection, safety, cleanliness, you know, all those things that white just is naturally that. Then black is actually associated with power and elegance. And, of course, death, evil, and mystery as well.
Sure.
But power and elegance, too. Girls always have a basic black
that's
dress, right.
That's right. Classy, you
yeah.
know, very sophisticated. Elegant. Little black dress. All the girls have those in the
right.
in the closet.
Black usually has a negative connotation. you know, blacklist, black humor, you know, black holes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's considered a, you know, a negative connotation. But yet at the same time, there's supposed to be a little touch of black in every room. And I guess because that's life. You know, yeah. There's a little touch of grief and unhappiness in every life, but we have those other colors that overcome it.
So yeah.
Kind of interesting how the personality, color personality test.
It is interesting, runs. Yeah. There were a lot of things that you mentioned for green that I see in myself. So, it's neat to hear that. And, of course, I have a lot of black in my wardrobe because they say black should be slimming, and I need all the help I can get with that. So, beside my little black dress are the black pants and the black capris and the black shirt. So, there you go. And color is just so important. It's fun. It's fun to have lots of color in your life.
Right.
But, I've just kind of discovered this wine and canvas painting thing, and I was horrible with art in school from elementary. I didn't take any art in high school. Because I guess maybe I have a little OCD in me and everything just has to be so perfect, and that's not how art is. You know, it's supposed to be your natural. You just flow with it. But a little bit of wine helps me relax a little, and I absolutely love doing those canvas paintings. And it's neat to see the palette that they give you of all of the colors and then how you learn to blend and get a whole new look to something.
Right.
It's just
get a totally different color.
Yes. It's amazing to take those. And, you know, you might start out with black, white, and red and blue, and then there you go. And it's amazing what colors you come up with and what the canvas looks like when you're done. So it's color is an amazing thing.
Well, color is something that we live with every day, and we certainly gravitate towards certain colors and away from others. Women usually won't move too far away from colors that they wear, they'll use in their house.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, you'll see opposites, but not too often. Because if you wear it and you feel like you look good in it, then you're going to feel like you look good in it when you live in it.
True. Good point.
So there's, you know, there's a lot of theory there. The other thing about color is that when you're adding color to a space, you want to be sure and watch how you add the color.
Okay.
There's a 60, 30, and 10 rule.
Uh-oh.
So 60% of the room should be in the major color.
Okay.
Okay. 30% should be in the secondary color, okay? And then 10% is your splash. That's where your red comes in.
Okay? Good.
Okay, or green if you're doing a different color scheme. But, divide the colors. And this is true in decorating, too. Divide the colors in your fabrics about the same way, 60, 30, and 10. Thirds is, for some reason, in art, design, and in nature, things are usually divided closely into thirds.
Okay.
You know, 60, 30, 10, a third. Those kinds of things. Usually, even when I'm accenting a tabletop, I always do it in odd numbers.
Really?
Yes, because an even number of pieces on a tabletop doesn't please the eye.
It's too squared. Everything's too...
Too balanced,
blocked.
Maybe?
Yeah. I can see that.
Asymmetrical draws the eye. That draws the eye to it.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And you think of even the earth, you know, land, sea, and air.
Yeah, true.
Earth, ocean, and sky. Different colors, different percentages. Same thought. It's really fascinating how, I think it's amazing how design kind of works together and gets you into a mode that seems to be universally right.
Very neat. Okay, well, we're going to take our last break. And when we return, we got a little more information on color. And then, of course, our favorite time is Ask the Designer. So we'll be back here in just a few moments.
The creak you heard wasn't your house settling. The second creak confirms that. Each sound is seconds apart, separated by the hiss of a hand sliding up the banister. This is not your imagination. This is happening right now. Someone is in your house and less than 10 steps from you and your baby's crib. Wishing you had a way to defend your child? Get it at galleryofguns.com. That's galleryofguns.com.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-400-5610 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-400-5610. 800-400-5610.
You have Medicare and your monthly income is less than $1,900? You may qualify for help paying for your Medicare and prescription premiums, copays, and deductibles. Indiana's State Health Insurance Assistance Program, or SHIP, is where you go for answers. Even if you've applied for help before and were denied because your income was too high, try again. To find a center near you, call 800-452-4800. That's 800-452-4800. This announcement is provided by the Indiana Department of Insurance.
In over three decades, 50,000 Indiana homes have been trusted to be window. Over 500,000 windows have been installed. Awning windows, garden windows, bay and bow windows, wood interior windows with complex grid patterns, economy vinyl windows, sliding or swing patio doors, four-section wood French doors, stunning entry systems, detailed siding, all with the goal of improving energy savings and quality of life for homes like yours. Buy six windows, get three free, and no payments for 12 months.
That's Favors Bean Window. Trust me.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
Back here at the 97.7 WAOV studio. Bob Lechner, Shelter Insurance, the sponsor of the studio. Thank you, Bob. And we're here at Ask the Designer, our talk show. We're here every Wednesday from 3 to 4. Cher Elliott here with Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Of course, be sure and tune in each Wednesday, 3 to 4. You can do that a few ways. You can tune in on the dial at 97.7 WAOV. AM 1450 WAOV, or go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on Ask the Designer tile, and it'll take you to a landing page. You can listen to us live. You can catch previously aired shows, and then also, of course, the form we talked about a little bit earlier where you can send in questions here and ask Greg his opinion or how to fix those things. So we do have a couple questions here, so we'll go ahead and get started with that. Greg, the first question I have here is, I have some pictures I want to hang in my living room, but I don't know how to space them above my sofa. One is a large scene, about 3 feet, and the sofa is 86 inches. I have two smaller ones, about 2 feet apiece, that I want to accent around that. Should I put them all together?
You can put them together, yeah, easy enough. If you've got 20 and 20 is 40 and 30 is 70, you could actually put them in a row above the sofa, but you don't want to do them perfectly balanced.
Okay.
You want to do the big piece, the 30-inch piece, approximately 5 inches above your sofa back.
Okay.
The bottom of the frame.
Okay.
And then the 20-inch pieces, you would hang those in the bottom third of the 30-inch picture.
Okay.
You know, so that they're not, if you get everything too level, or if you'd center each of the pictures on a center line running around the room, the eye just scans around the room at a level point and looks right on through, and it doesn't stop. Those variations in height and the asymmetricalness of the two pieces on the sides.
Sure.
Helps the eye stop and really appreciate that piece of art.
Kind of take focus.
And look at the whole grouping above your sofa.
Okay, okay. So you wouldn't necessarily want those smaller pictures to be even with the top. You want them lower. And we talked about that a little bit last week with when you're hanging your pictures, it's not at standing eye level anymore like we used to think. You want to have those lower because they are... conversational pieces when you're sitting on the sofa. You know, you want people to notice those things. So, of course, you don't want them high because they're not gonna, you don't want them craning their neck to see what's hung up so high. So that's why you do focus it a little bit lower, just up from the back of the sofa. So,
well, that and you kind of ground them by bringing them closer to the furniture that they're above. It kind of makes a congruous grouping of the furniture and the art pieces as well.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Our next question here. With the new flat screen TVs, what height should a TV be hung? My husband wants one height, but I think it should be lower. What's the standard rule? And this is good. I want to listen to this because we've just been discussing about hanging the televisions in my home. So what's the rule for hanging TVs?
The rule is there is no rule. The key to that is the type of seating you've got across from your TV. If you're going to be in a recliner and you're going to be reclining, you want to hang a little higher than you would if you're just all in straight upright furniture, because when you lean back, you'd have to look up higher at it.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
You want to just place it at a comfortable viewing position for everybody that's going to use the room. Of course, you can't do that with a 7 or 8 year old and an adult. You probably have to place it more for an adult, for the adult height.
Okay.
And you just want your neck and shoulder angle at a comfortable angle.
Okay.
You don't want to be pushing the back of your head backwards to see it. And you don't want to have to lean forward to see it.
Right.
One of the new things that a lot of the men like, the new recliners have adjustable headrests on them.
Oh.
So when they lay back in the chair, they can adjust the headrest up a little bit so they can still see the TV. And for those that need that have bifocals and so on, they said this has been a real boon, these adjustable headrests.
So, oh, how nice. That's boy,
that should help solve some family problems when the wife's short, the man's taller.
There
if he
you
has
go.
A recliner and he's leaning back, then the height is going to be an easier common solution to find.
There you go. Father's Day is this Friday, or this Sunday. So do you have those chairs in the store that people can come and order for Dad?
We've got about 40 chairs in the store right now that are available. So
excellent.
Come in and take a look at it.
There you go. So if you don't have your Father's Day gift, that's a great idea. So stop by the store and see. Here's a great question. I love my antique Hoosier cabinet and want to keep it, but I need to replace my dining room. I know I can't match the finish, and I wondered if I could put a bright color finish with it. What should I do?
You can put a bright finish color with a Hoosier cabinet without a problem. You know, we're seeing a lot of color used in the country motifs now, particularly your red color chair goes with that.
Yes.
With that, a lot of times the Hoosier cabinet has an enamel pull-out tray top on it, but sometimes trimmed in black or navy blue or red.
Mm-hmm.
So you could easily pick up that color. And the other thing you could do is you could buy a dining room that is two-tone. So you could match the wood of the cabinet in the chairs and then maybe do the legs of the table in that same wood tone and then do the tabletop in your accent color.
Oh, okay. That's neat. That's neat. I wouldn't have thought to do that. And that's pretty trendy right now. I mean, I see a lot of people putting the painting distressed looks, and so that's really neat. And
we just took a window out the store where we had lots of different tables in different colors, you know, yellow and some grays and some wash colors and blueberry and
Well, and we talked last week of the retro look. You know, that's still pretty popular with those bright colors and the metal and chrome look. So that's good. Here's one. I like this one already. I enjoy listening to your radio program. I've learned so much. That's, of course, our Regal Furniture Facts that we do. They can catch those on our website, WZDM.com, NewsKnoxCounty.com, and click on there and see the video episodes for that. My question is, with young kids, how can I keep kids' toys from taking over my living room?
Well, the first thing I would suggest, have rules that toys have to be put away when they're done with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I raised my kids. You can use, there's some really pretty ottomans today that are lift-top storage units, and you could use that to replace the traditional toy box.
Okay.
Then it's something that's in your living room and usable for the whole family. It's not just a toy box for the kids' toys. But you could use that area, and you could let them change out their toys from their playroom or their room once a week. Say, okay, it's time to change the toys that we play with in the living room and make a game out of it. Go see what toy you want to find to put in the spatial place that we play with it in the living room.
Oh, well, that's nice, because it's an everyday piece of furniture, but yet it doubles as a toy box, and everybody wins.
Everybody wins. And then later on, when the toys are passé, you know, mom's got a place for an Afghan, dad's got a place for his favorite pillow.
That's right. You know. That's right. All the warm, snuggly blankets and pillows to watch movies with. So that's good. Right. That's good. Let's see here. Everyone comes in the back door. The husband's keys, the kids' books, the dog leash, everything is thrown on my kitchen counter. There is a small place by the back door, but I don't have a clue what to put there.
Okay. A lot of people have that problem, because where you come in, you want to get stuff out of your hands right away.
Yes.
Okay. I would suggest a small cabinet there that would maybe be like a countertop height, that would have a nice big drawer in it so they could pull the drawer open, and a door at the bottom. So for those pieces that's too big to fit in the drawer, dad's keys can go in the drawer.
Right.
You know, Junior's baseball mitt can go in the door part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sissy's doll or whatever she's carrying when she comes in, that can go in the door part, you know. You might even want to add a little basket on top to where you could put other things that you come in with your hand. Maybe something that you're going to have to pick up and take with you again.
Yeah.
You know, also you could do some shelves above that unit if you needed more storage space. And there's these new cabinets that they're kind of calling a locker. It's kind of like, it looks like a school locker out of wood. And, of course, that holds a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Good, 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 good. All right. Well, we are winding down here, and we've got a little more information. Maybe one more quick question here. Gosh, these all are really good questions. I don't know that any of these are going to be answered quickly. So let's just remind everybody, tune in here next Wednesday, 3 o'clock. We're here live in the studio. Visit newsknoxcounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer tab so you can send in your questions for Greg to answer.
Or requests for
topic. That's right. That's right. We're always looking to talk about the latest and greatest stuff. So don't hesitate to share with us what you'd like to do. So questions, call in here to the station, go to Ask the Designer, and be sure and stop by and see all the latest stuff. Great items at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, corner 4th and Bustron here in Vincennes. Thanks so much for joining us, and we will see you next week.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer. To Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award, was selected by the Smithsonian Institute to attend Oxford University in England, and received a special degree in English Country Housing. Greg was named Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
Belleville, Illinois, killed by Capitol Police. At a UPS delivery facility in San Francisco, an employee opens fire, killing three co-workers and then himself.